Dieting today had to reflect on the scale tomorrow. That is what I believed. And if it didn't, I was done. And after coaching clients with fat loss for the past several years, I know that the number on the scale is the biggest struggle for most people when it comes to their health and fat loss expedition. I knew I had to make a shift within my mindset around that number on the scale. So, how did I overcome this? This is 40 kgs Lighter with Mandy Mayer, a Jackpod original podcast. Join me as we talk everything weight loss. I'm your host, Mandy Mayer. Yes, it's me who has lost the 40 kgs and maintained that loss over the past 4 years. In this series, I'm sharing the weight loss code I cracked, along with tips, strategies, and hacks that will help you lose weight and feel great. The way that you measure your progress throughout your health and fat loss expedition is going to play a fundamental role in you moving forward, you creating consistency, you actioning those daily non-negotiables, and you working on that change. The biggest mistake that I made during my several failed attempts at fat loss was definitely only looking at the scale as a way of measuring progress. And when it didn't go the way that I wanted it to go, I'd then quit. I'd then give up, because what is the point of doing what I am doing if that number on the scale is not shifting in a downwards direction? My expectations were so skewed after years of dieting. I honestly believed that every single day and every single week there had to be a shift on the scale. I believed that if it did not happen fast, then I was doing something wrong. Dieting today had to reflect on the scale tomorrow. That is what I believed. I believed any changes that I made on any given day had to reflect on the scale the very next day. And if it didn't, I was done. I was done with my diet, because why am I putting in all this hard work if that number on the scale isn't shifting with immediate effect? And after coaching clients with fat loss for the past several years, I know that the number on the scale is the biggest struggle for most people when it comes to their health and fat loss expedition. I also knew that if I wanted to be successful within creating a healthier lifestyle and having fat loss as a byproduct of creating a healthier lifestyle through healthier habits, I would need to change my mindset around progress, and I would have to change the way I was measuring progress, because I knew if I was going to quit every single time that scale fluctuated or every single time that number on the scale stagnated, I was never ever going to be successful at what I was doing, right? So I knew I had to make a shift within my mindset around that number on the scale. So how did I overcome this? And how can you overcome this? Well, it's quite simple, really. I say simple. Simple does not necessarily mean easy. Don't place that much emphasis on the number on the scale. Why? Because it's just a number and it doesn't dictate all your progress, and it sure as hell doesn't dictate your self-worth. And just because it doesn't shift as fast as what you want it to, or just because there are fluctuations taking place on that scale, it doesn't mean that you are doing anything wrong. The mindset shift that helped me focus less on the scale was me shifting my mindset from purely being fixated on fat loss to focusing on my health. Therein lies a very, very important lesson, which is going to help you move forward consistently, is to focus more on your health. Focus on your healthy habit creation. Focus on the creation of a healthy lifestyle, and let fat loss be a byproduct thereof. The moment you start doing that, that is the moment where you start realizing that that number on the scale isn't the hero in the story. You are the hero in the story. You making healthier changes, you improving your health, you changing your lifestyle. That is you being the hero. That is you going to be benefiting from all the amazing changes that you are making in a way that is far more important than that number on the scale. And that is your health. That is what is important. honestly, that is where so many people get it wrong. That's where I got it wrong within my several failed attempts. I always thought it was all about that number on the scale until I had that mindset shift where I'm like, it's about your health, Mandy. It is about you, the listener. It's about your health. It's about you creating a healthier lifestyle. And that, my friends, that is the biggest mindset shift. What I started doing right from the word go was I started identifying all my non-scale victories every single day at the end of every day. I would write down one or two things that I won at for the day that were non-scale related. Things like drinking an extra glass of water or adding green vegetables to one meal, because every single change that you make is a victory. And all of those non-scale victories, believe it or not, are actually the things that lead to your scale victories. You have to identify non-scale victories, because when your weight fluctuates or it stagnates, you have to have something to celebrate, a reason to keep pushing forward. So the moment you celebrate your non-scale victories, you then realize that you are absolutely doing this, and that helps with you to keep pushing forward. Now, whilst we are on the topic of weight fluctuations, Don't let that be the thing that throws you off track. Your weight can fluctuate for so many different reasons. I researched all of it. I taught myself why it was happening. I taught myself why that number on the scale was fluctuating, so that when it did happen, I understood why it happened. What a lot of people do is when they see a weight fluctuation, and this is what I did during my several failed attempts, as soon as there was a weight fluctuation, because I didn't understand why it was taking place, I then threw it all away. I'm like, well, what I'm doing is not working, so what's the point of doing it anyway? But like I said, I researched all of it. I taught myself why it was happening so that I understood why it was happening. For example, you can eat some extra sodium. Boom, there can be a weight fluctuation. You can eat a bit later at night. You can eat slightly more carbohydrates. All of this can lead to weight fluctuations. But one thing I want you to know, one thing I want you to understand, is that a weight fluctuation is not fat gain. Most times a weight fluctuation stems from having a little bit of extra water within the body. And that water carries weight, and that weight reflects on the scale. So yes, there is a weight fluctuation, but again, like I said, potentially from water weight, which is not fat gain. Now, never mind the non-scale victories. I also set myself performance-based goals, small things to keep me pushing, things like planking for time, and then once a month do a time trial to see the improvement, things like seeing how many flights of stairs I could walk up without getting out of breath. And every time I saw and felt an improvement, I knew what I was doing was working, regardless of what that scale was saying. Your performance-based goals can be anything like doing a time trial to see how fast you can walk a 5 kilometer or a 1 kilometer, for example, or maybe 1,000 steps for that matter. And then in a month's time, walk that same distance, whatever distance you walked, walk that same distance at your fastest pace again and see what improvements have taken place over a month. And you will be surprised to know that there can be a huge amount of improvements that take place over a month. You just need to be willing to look for those improvements. And how do you do that? You take your full attention away from that number on the scale, because oftentimes so many people are fully focused on that scale, fully fixated on that scale, that it actually blinds their vision of all the amazing changes that they are making, because they are not allowing themselves to see those changes that are taking place. Because like I said, the full focus or the full fixation is on that number on the scale. I also started looking at my health markers, like my resting heart rate, my blood pressure, my cholesterol, and I started measuring any improvements in those. And the more improvements I saw, the more I knew that I was getting healthier. And remember, it is about way more than that number on the scale. It is about you creating a healthier lifestyle. And what is the most important thing about creating a healthier lifestyle, or about your lifestyle in general? It's those health markers. Those are the things that you want to improve. And that number on the scale doesn't always necessarily define one's health. There are even other ways that you can measure your progress that have absolutely nothing to do with the scale. You can measure the change in your body composition. That's a very good way to measure your progress. That is something that I did. I measured some of the areas on my body and I saw a change within that. And oftentimes there wasn't a shift on the scale for that week or for those 2 weeks, but I saw a shift around my chest or around my waist or around my hips. And I knew, or that helped me realize, that there is definitely a shift and a change taking place. And what I am doing is working. But I wouldn't have known that if I was not taking measurements of my body composition. So if you are on your health and fat loss expedition, I would strongly suggest that you do start taking measurements of your body and you make a note and you keep that data so that you can have a look at it over a bi-weekly basis, a monthly basis, every second month, so that you can pick up a trend if there is a downward trend, especially at that point when the scale is maybe not shifting. Oftentimes when you feel like you're losing hope because of that number on the scale, you want to have other areas that you can turn to and say, hey, look, I am smashing it. Hey, look, there is a change in the body composition. Hey, look, my skin is clearing up. You want to wake up and say, hey, I feel like I've got loads more energy than what I did prior to when I started my health and fat loss expedition. All those things that I just mentioned now, those are all non-scale victories. Those are all victories within the health area of your life. So whatever you do, don't forget to keep track of all the amazing changes that are non-scale changes. Keep track of the change in your body composition through measuring your centimeters. You can also, which I highly suggest you do, is take before photos and then take photos every second week, or take photos every month, for example, because the photos can tell a story that the scale doesn't tell and that even the centimeters don't tell, right? So again, taking the before photos and taking photos frequently thereafter can really, really tell a story. And it's something that really helped me right at the start of my health and fat loss expedition. Taking that first photo was damn difficult. It was horrible. I had to be super brave. But the moment I took it, it sort of ignited something within me. It sort of sparked that fire of motivation within myself. And what went from a little bit of self-hatred in that moment of taking that photo led to the most beautiful thing, the change, the transformation. And it all started with me taking that first photo and putting in that hard work, right? So again, the photos are not easy, but like I said, it was just something inside of me that switched, and I had an extra level of motivation. And every second week I would continue taking those photos, and I saw all the small little changes taking place, and that just motivated me even more to continue pushing forward and to continue making changes. One thing I will say is there are going to be ups, there are going to be downs, there are going to be days where everything just works. There are going to be days that you struggle, there are going to be days where it is going to be exceptionally difficult. But you need to remind yourself why you are doing this, why you are making these healthier changes. It is not about one best exercise for fat loss. It is about moving more, finding an exercise that you enjoy, doing it more, getting fitter, getting stronger and healthier. It is about finding something that works for you, something that you enjoy, so that you can adhere to it and create consistency. For the first 3 months of my health and fat loss expedition, all I did was walk. I made sure I hit step targets. It is not about dieting. It is not about losing the most amount of weight. It is not about weighing the same as you did 3 kids and 10, 20 years ago. It is about being healthy. It is about you adding years to your life. It is about setting an example to those around you. It is about you regaining your energy. It is about a boost in mood. It is about you being the healthiest version of yourself, and fat loss being a byproduct of that. The moment, that very moment, I shifted my mindset from fat loss to healthy habit creation, that was the moment I was no longer in a rush. I measured progress in all areas. I celebrated every single damn victory. I pushed myself out of my comfort zone. The more I saw progress in all areas, the more I started enjoying the process. The more I started enjoying the process, the more I wanted to do. And the more I wanted to do, the more I actually did. The more I did, the more energy I had to do even more. Once you get started, once you shift your mindset from fat loss to health, once you focus on all the small changes, once you focus on all the small victories, you create consistency. You create that power of momentum. You identify all progress. That is the moment you become unstoppable. And that, my friends, that is where the magic happens. You regain your life. That is the magic, not that number on the scale. You've been listening to 40 kgs Lighter with Mandy Mayer. Keep believing in yourself, keep smashing those goals, and keep pushing forward.